Mildura City Mayor Len Wood. How are you this morning?
Very well, Matt. Man, yourself?
Very well, thank you, mate. And always good to catch up with you. Missed you last week. Mark did a fantastic job, mate. So he looked after you, okay, all right?
Well, I'm getting traded in, am I?
Hey, look, progress on the Mildura East Growth Area Planning Project. What's happening there?
Yeah, we're moving ahead in the next stage of work on what will be one of our region's biggest development growth corridors, known as the Mildura East Growth Area. So we've probably chatted about it a fair bit, about how we're moving forward. And this area focuses on the area between Mildura, Orimpool and Nichols Point, and our strategic planning team are working on a framework to direct and drive how the growth area will evolve. And obviously we need feedback from the community. So you can jump on our website and have yoursay.mildura.vic.gov.au mega SFP. And we're also holding a drop-in session Monday the 15th of May at the Orimpool Leisure Centre from 4:30 to 7:30. So this is probably our biggest piece of work moving forward for housing in our region after Mildura South, obviously.
All right, now it's Easy Being Green event, which is coming up this coming Thursday, showcasing the value of trees in our region.
Yeah, we're partnering with Green Mildura and Bendigo Health, Loddon Mallee Public Health Unit, to celebrate the important roles trees play in our community with a special event next week. So we've been speaking about a lot about greening Mildura and the urban tree strategy and civic pride and many other things over the recent months. So we're holding an event on Thursday the 18th of April from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. at Powerhouse Place. And we'll feature some special guests. So probably everyone knows River Cottage Australia TV show with Paul West, the presenter, and TreeNet's Dr. Tim Johnson. So they'll both be speaking about the importance, what trees play in our region, gardeners and addressing climate change, also the urban forests. So jump on our website to grab your tickets, and that'll be a great event.
Well, let's keep it in mind for this coming Thursday. Aged Care Forum to help locals navigate the aged care system. As we know, it can be challenging.
Yeah, this is a really important one. And obviously, this is aimed at our elderly people in the community, but also the people who support them. So this event is Tuesday, the 30th of April, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at Powerhouse Place. And people can register by giving us a buzz on 50188100. And this is all about, you know, the topics including how to access aged care system, explanation of my aged care and how to register, you know, how people are eligible and Commonwealth Home Support Program. So there's a lot of stuff in there. And sometimes, like you said, Matt, man, it is difficult for those people involved. So we're just trying to help out to navigate those systems a little bit easier. So that's Tuesday the 30th of April between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at Powerhouse Place.
We should also mention pet registrations are due tomorrow, so mildura.vic.gov.au/pets if you'd like further details about that. But you need to register your pet. I mean, obviously it's a good thing if they get lost. Makes it nice and easy to find the owner and get them back home. The Bombers over the weekend with Port Adelaide, mate. A bit of a shock. I mean, they're 2-2 at the moment, but a bit of a disappointment over Port Adelaide, I thought.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Matt, man. I'm just looking forward to the cricket season.
See, the problem is Tipper is now playing here with Imperials. He kicked 3 after the weekend.
A lot easier to go see him now, so I'm happy that he's in Mildura, so I'll probably go watch him instead of the Bombers, mate.
There we go. Good on you, mate. Good to catch up with you, Liam. Thank you so much.